Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A follow-up report today with Allison Davis, ag economist and director of UK's Community Economic Development Initiative of Kentucky. In a nutshell, that team of economists analyzed investments of tobacco settlement dollars, investments intended to restructure agriculture here after the close of the federal tobacco program.
We tried to classify our investments into five categories: livestock, marketing, horticulture, education leadership, and grain. In each project that we visited, we had categorized and tried to estimate the returns on investment for each one of those categories.
Overall, that return was about $2 for every $1 invested. Some categories had fairly straightforward farmer impact, others less so, dealing with development of long-term infrastructure improvements for the future.
The ones that ranked lower were not necessarily intended to return a large farm income impact. So the education leadership programs, that's not their true intent. The true intent is to create the next generation of ag leaders, to help businesses down the road be more efficient, more productive. So the near-term return on farm impact is not gigantic.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Investment of tobacco settlement dollars has run the gamut, from testing brand new ventures to making improvements in long-standing ag enterprises here. UK ag economist Allison Davis feels both have paid off.
The livestock, the marketing, the hort projects tended to have immediate farm impacts for the work they did. So, for example, in the marketing sector, we had Kentucky Department of Agriculture, Louisville Metro Farm to Table, where there are real transactions that are occurring because of their work. And so we had expected that there would have been larger farm impacts, farm income impacts from the work in those areas. In addition, the livestock sector, the Kentucky Beef Network was one example where you could really track the net farm impact from the work that they were doing across the state.
A summary of the study is available online at agpolicy.ky.gov. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.